ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर नंबर 19 एंटाइटल्ड King Prithu's 100 horse sacrifices and text number 10. Iti cha daksha jayasya. Iti sadaksha jo sasya. Prithostu paramodayam. सूयान भगवान इंद्रा प्रतिगातम अचिकरा इति सदोक्षजस्य ऋतोस्तु परमोदयम् असूयन भगवान इंद्रा अधिगातम अचिकरा इति सदोक्षजस्य प्रतोस्तु परमोदयम् असूयन भगवान इंद्रा अधिगातम अचिकरा word to word meaning iti thus cha also adoksaja ishasya who accepted adoksaja as its worshipable lord prito of king prithu to then parama the topmost उदयम ऑपुलेंस असूयान बीइंग एनवियस ऑफ भगवान द मोस्ट पावरफुल इंद्रा द किंग ऑफ हेवन प्रतिगातम इंपेडिमेंट्स अचिकारत मेड Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. King Prithu was dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Adoksaja. Because King Prithu performed so many sacrifices, he was superhumanly enhanced by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. King Prithu's opulence, however, could not be tolerated by the King of Heaven, Indra, who tried to impede the progress of his opulence. Purport. In this verse, there are three significant purposes expressed in the words Adoksaja, Bhagavan Indra and Prithu. Maharaj Prithu is an incarnation of Vishnu, yet he is a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. Although an empowered incarnation of Lord Vishnu, he is nonetheless a living entity. As such, he must be a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although one is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is an incarnation, he should not forget his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Kali Yuga, there are many self-made incarnations, rascals, who declare themselves to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words Bhagavan Indra indicate that a living entity can even be as exalted and powerful as King Indra, for even King Indra is an ordinary living entity in the material world and possesses the four defects of the conditional soul. King Indra is described herein as Bhagavan, which is generally used in reference to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this case, however, King Indra is addressed as Bhagavan because he has so much power in his hands. Despite his becoming Bhagavan, he is envious of the incarnation of God, Prithu Maharaj. The defects of material life are so strong that due to contamination, King Indra becomes envious of an incarnation of God. We should try to understand, therefore, how a conditioned soul becomes fallen. The opulence of King Prithu was not dependent on material condition. As described in this verse, he was a great devotee of Adoksaja. The word Adoksaja indicates the personality of Godhead, who is beyond the expression of mind and words. However, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears before the devotee in his original form of the eternal bliss and knowledge. The devotee is allowed to see the Supreme Lord face to face, although the Lord is beyond the expression of our senses and beyond our direct perception. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Amrita Sri Visakanvitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhya Chakrupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Seeking blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas, I'd like to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. So here, King Prithu is performing a sacrifice. Sacrifice for the welfare of all human, for the human welfare. King Prithu is a king of earth. He is a great personality. He is a living entity, but he is a Sakti Avesh Avatar. He is empowered by the Supreme Lord for a specific purpose to ideal king, rule the earth. So he's performing sacrifice in Brahmavarta. It's a place owned by, you know, Swayambhuva Manu. And here you can see that he is empowered incarnation of Lord Vishnu. So but the king of heaven, that is Indra, he was not happy. Here you can see in the purport that he is addressed as Bhagavan. Usually this word Bhagavan, you know, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita you can see Bhagavan Uvacha, Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's usually addressed to Krishna because he possesses all the opulences in full. Sometimes his devotee is also represented as Bhagavan. But here you can see Bhagavan Indra. He is addressed because he has so much power. He is also representing the Supreme Lord. But he is envy towards Prithu Maharaj. So Bhagavan Indra is envy towards Bhagavan, in one sense. So here, you know, sometimes Prabhupada writes in a strong statement, you know, sometimes the imposter Bhagavan, people assume the incarnation of Lord. They are none other than, Prabhupada says, you know, here, rascals. They don't understand, they have the four defects of a conditioned soul. Imperfect senses, cheating propensity, know, make mistakes and illusion. So here, so he is performing yajna. We can see in the previous verses, yajna is very important is very crucial and is very dependent, you know, because in Bhagavad Gita we see yajna has to be performed for the satisfaction of the Vishnu, and so yajna, you know, otherwise we are just, you know, taking something and we are not giving anything, you know, return. We are indebted, like, you know, we take so many things, sunlight, you know, air, water, which are naturally given. So when in Kali Yuga we don't have to do the, you know, big yajna and sacrifice. For that we can do Sankirtan yajna, chanting of Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So all we have to do is chant Hare Krishna. So that is also yajna, that is Sankirtan yajna. Come together and glorify the Supreme Lord, which is easy, which is prescribed method for this Kali Yuga. And because, you know, for to do yajna you need you know, like purity, brahmanas has to be purified, and so many ingredients has to be pure, you need proper, you know, place, ingredients, person, so many things are there. Rather, you know, we chant Hare Krishna, which is nothing, which gives the same result as performing big yajnas. So here you see, so he is doing a horse sacrifice. So, but Indra is envy because he has already done this horse sacrifice, 100 horse sacrifice. So Prithu Maharaj here, you know, has done 99. So he wants to do the 100, so that everyone can be, you know, for the welfare of the human society, human beings. So interesting, you know, when when Prithu Maharaj was, you know, taken the throne, when he is replacing his irreligious leader Vena, and then we got Prithu Maharaj, even Indra came and presented his things, you know, for when all the demigods came, all the people came, great personality came, and they presented gift to Prithu Maharaj when he was, you know, throned as the king of earth. Now same Indra is a little bit insecure and fear and envy because of losing his seat. So if someone is doing, you know, fruitive activity or doing, you know, like a sacrifice of the mystic yoga perfection, then he is a little bit insecure because he is thinking that he might lose his position as Indra. So envy, you know, is nothing but is a glorification. Envy is a glorification, but it's an indirect glorification. So, like you seeing good in others, you can see, but you are envy. So that's the same thing. So he is seeing Prithu, you know, good qualities of Prithu Maharaj, but he is envy because he is thinking that he might be kicked out of his seat, of his position. And also, you know, this because in material world, if you see, there is always scarcity. This is scarcity mentality. Scarcity mentality means that one position, they'll fight for, two people fight for it, or some things, or, you know, one person or things or position or possession or asset, there will be always a competition. And one person is going to win and another person is going to lose. And there comes, you know, envy. But in spiritual world is not like that. Everyone is happy and there is no competition because everything is supplant. Sometimes, you know, is seeing the good qualities and thinking that I want to be like that person. That is also envy. If you see, we were in spiritual world, Krishna was there and we wanted to be like Krishna. So the opposite is, the better way is that seeing the good quality of the person and wanted to serve that person, that is the right mentality. If you have that mentality that, you know, oh, that person is good, I want to be like him, I want to pull him down, then that is, you know, not a better attitude towards devotees. So here you see, Indra is little bit having this scarcity mentality that, oh, what if you know, he has done the 100 sacrifice successful, then he might become Indra. Now, here it's interesting. We cannot blame Indra altogether because the nature of the material world. So here Prabhupada writes, the defects of material life are so strong that due to contamination, King Indra becomes envious of an incarnation of God. So the, you know, the material contamination, material, you know, is so strong that even the heavenly planet, you know, get affected. King Indra, blinded by this envy and crookedness. Even though he is, you know, representing the Supreme Lord, he is a great personality. So, if he, this is nature, you know, if you see, for example, in the nature of material world, you are, you know, a good person, you have a pure intention, and you want to serve the Supreme Lord and humanity, you will find still some people will be envy of you. Like, even if you want to, you know, if you say, for example, if you want to help others, and without any, you know, motivation or without any agenda, you sincerely want to help person, that person cannot take it. This is the nature of material world. If you go out of this world, out of your way and to help someone, that is not usual. They will doubt you. They are more careful, more, you know, people will be more, you know, fearful. Like if you know, suppose some, you know, someone old person is carrying some bag or something, and you all of a sudden go suddenly and try to help that bag, what if people will think? Or, you know, I remember one time, you know, I was going in the uni and there was a big ramp actually, and then there was one person in a wheelchair, you know, going. So with good intention you want to go and help, and you want to go and push, you know, like that. And that person started abusing and started angry. Are you gonna do, you know, how can you do like that? So, you know, even, and I remember, you know, one time what happened, I was serving food in the university, Food for Life program. And so we was helping, and there was this girl actually, you know, came to me and said, you know, I'm little fearful, I'm little, you know, scared, because you're from India, I'm from Sri Lanka, and this terrorist attack is going on. I'm little bit, you know, worried that you'll do something to me. So, you know, and, you know, a couple of other students came and said, you know, after they had, a, you know, every week they're having meal, and they cannot conceive, they cannot take it. You know, they came to me and asked, why are you doing this? You know, there has to be something, tell, you know, what is the reason, like, because material world is like that. If you are going and trying to help people with a pure intention that you serve the Supreme Lord, people cannot, you know, take. This is the nature. So similarly, Indra is, you know, not spared, because this place is called Matsara. Matsara means full of envy. We are here because of envy. What else we want to know? Even in book distribution, you know, if you go far out, some remote place, and, you know, do books, and then you say, you know, I'm just a, you know, monk helping, you know, come. People cannot accept. People think, you know, oh, you know, one person tell, you know, oh wow, good, you know, you're doing amazing. What you're doing is really good, but get a job, you know. So, you know, it's too much, you know, like for them. So you see time and again, you know, it's a place of Matsara. But Srimad Bhagavatam, our pure devotees are Nirmatsara. Yesterday we were reading Sad Goswami Astakam. You know, Goswamis are Dhira, you know, Janapriya. They are very dear because Nirmatsara Pujito. They are very, you know, non-envious in nature. Isn't it? and envious. Like you can see, you know, in the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada and great acharyas, they were in the, you know, like Prabhupada were in Dr. Mishra place, right? He was in, you know, so many leaders, so many places he went, and he was there in the middle of, you know, adharma activities, and you know, full of. But he was never envious, you know, like to pull him down. Like, you know, it's a usual thing in material world that if you want to come up, then you need to pull someone down. Like, you know, say for example, if you want to show yourself a better person, then there is two ways. That is, you outperform the other person. That, you know, if a competition is going on, you outperform that person by your hard work and, you know, lot of endeavor. There is other way, that you point out the mistake of the other person, or you tell the bad things of the other person before the public, then automatically your thing will go up. It's like that, you know. So it's like this. So this is material world. That's what, you know, in the corporate world also happening, right? So people down, they always try to pull you down, and people who are up always push you down, you know. It's like this. So it's a battle, survival of the fittest. This Nirmatsara, this Srimad Bhagavatam is for Nirmatsara people, you know? People who are non-envious. Paramahamsa literature, right? People like Sukhdev Goswami got attracted. Ramala Purana, without any dirt, very pure. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and great acharyas, it is available for everyone. It is a medicine. It is a medicine for disease condition. This conditional life of living is a disease, is like a high fever. And the more materially we are engaged, more contamination like envy is like adding more into this fever, increasing the temperature of this fever. It's not going to help us. By taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, then we understand. So for example, here you see, Indra is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur is saying, he is like, you know, you can see example that Brahma is blind by lust, Shiva is blind by anger, and Indra is blind by envy and crookedness. These are all great personalities representing the Supreme Lord, but they are teaching us a lesson. They are giving us a lesson to be learned. What is? So this material world is like that. Material world means that there is a competition. Everyone wants to enjoy and everyone wants to lord over the same object which we also want to do. So obviously there is envy. So there is one product and there are two competition, and they both want to fight each other and to lord over it over. So this is material world. See? So that is, you know, no one is spared. Even the personalities in the heavenly planets are not, you know, spared of this contamination. So that's why, you know, this envious nature we can see. Even in King Indra, he wants to really, you know, impede the sacrifice. On the other hand, you see the quality of Prithu Maharaj. So you'll see down the track. But what happened is, some or other, you know, he trying to steal. But some, you know, every time, you know, he dropped the horses because, you know, Prithu Maharaj's son Vijitsava trying to kill him and he leave it. Then finally Brahma intervened. Brahma intervened and asked Prithu Maharaj, you know, it's okay, you know, you've done 99. Prithu Maharaj, you get the blessings of Brahma, Lord Vishnu. Is Lord Vishnu already there? You know, you can see previous verses, he has come all with all the entourage and everything. He get the blessing of Lord Vishnu. And he achieved what usually people get after 100 sacrifices, he already achieved in 99. Then what is the point, you know? Your whole purpose is doing the sacrifice for the welfare of the people, and you are already achieved by doing 99, so you don't have to do 100. So Prithu Maharaj also was happy to give. And then he forgives Indra. So Indra comes and Prithu Maharaj, they both embrace each other. And then, you know, Indra was forgiven. So, and then, you know, he doesn't have any grudges or anything, then by, you know, Brahma intervenes and everything was peace settled. That's how the chapter ends. So we can see, even, you know, Prithu Maharaj is not, you know, was intervened at the first sacrifice or second sacrifice. He has done 99 sacrifices. And then he has stopped. So obviously, you know, one feel, you know, I have put so much effort, I have done so much work and so much energy and so much time, and last minute this guy coming and doing this thing, you know, I am not happy with this. How can I, you know, he has to be punished, isn't it? And Brahma also went to Prithu Maharaj, not to Indra. Because, you know, Indra is very stubborn. So, you know, like, you know, if two children are there, one elder child and one younger child. If younger child is always crying and fighting for the toy or something, the parent go to elder child, you know, say, it's a small guy, you know, leave it, you know, don't worry about this, I'll get you a better toy and everything, leave it, you know. So the elder, because, you know, he understand, because of maturity and because of, you know, advance in age also, he understand, okay, fine, my brother, you know, small brother, so he gives it away. So similarly, Brahma is approaching Prithu Maharaj rather than approaching Indra and asking, you know, just to, you know, give it away, this. Because, you know, he, to achieve, you know, to achieve certain goal and to achieve certain thing, Indra is ready to, you know, do irreligious activity, adharma, which he is supposed to be responsible. He is the king of heaven. He has great responsibility, but because of, you know, this attachment to this position, he is happy to take adharma activity, that he dress up like a sannyasi, he goes naked, different types of sannyasis, you will see later, he accepts different types of sannyasi just to cheat. And what happened is, you know, he makes the cloud dark. So when the horse was tied in the staff, in the pole, he makes the cloud into dark. And, you know, he brings the dark cloud so that no one can see, and then, you know, sneak in and then take the horse and go. So he is using all his power, responsibility, everything, rather giving protection to the and to the welfare of the human being, he is using for his own selfish nature, and you know, trying to occupy and keep the post as long as possible, right? So we can see the current scenario, current affairs, current leadership is like that. So they are happy to do anything. Doesn't matter if I can sell the country also, I'm happy. I can sell the country, I can keep my post. So this is like that. Your post is meant to serve the people. But what happened over a period? The post become more important than the people, who is, you know, democratic, who elected. So then Brahma says, you know, if you stop the sacrifice, it's better, because you are in this position replacing an irresponsible person. You are in this position as a king replacing the irresponsible king, who is Vena. Vena is very irresponsible and he is killing people. He is not following Shastra. He was, you know, he was not good to the sages and everything. He was so irresponsible. We removed him and we kept him in this position. You are kept in this position. Now you don't act in a way defying the purpose why you were kept in that position. Because if you perceive it, what is the point? Because you are concerned, you are doing the sacrifice for the welfare of the people. Now already that is achieved, because you got the blessing of Brahma, you got the blessing of Vishnu and everyone, and everything is surplus. So, you know, so you understand the, you know, the sacrifice, what is meant for. You understand the goal, you understand the purpose behind. So he gave up. He was not attached, you know. But Indra was not like that. Indra, time and again you can see, he was carried away. So here, that is, you know, Bhagavan Indra. Then another word which is very important here, he says, Adoksaja. Adoksaja. Adoksaja means that who is beyond sense perception. This Adoksaja is there throughout the Bhagavata, many places you can see. In the prayers of Queen Kunti also, Adoksaja. you are beyond experimental knowledge. You are beyond material speculation. You are beyond the perception of the senses and mind. This other, you are beyond. But if you see, our goal of Krishna consciousness, or in a sense, you have to develop prema, right? In everyday morning we say, the goal is Krishna prema, yeah? Krishna prema means to love the Supreme Lord, or to develop love, yeah? So one side you see, the Supreme Lord is adokshaja, cannot be perceived by the senses and mind. At the same time, you need to develop the love for God and love for a person. So Prabhupada write actually, if we say, for example, if you want to love, then there has to be a tangible person. There has to be a person you can perceive with your senses and mind. It's like love, love the air. If I say love the air, the air, that is not very factual. That is not very, substance there. Because you can, you cannot have, basically you need to have a form. So, adoksaja and, develop love for Krishna. So how do we do it, And not only that, that love has to be unmotivated and uninterrupted. You have to love a person because in material world, if you see, there is always some motivation behind of certain kind of love or helping, and it's like a business. Sometimes we do business with God as well. Please give me that, I will give you this, Or, I'm in distress condition, please help me, save me. This is all motivated devotional service as well. But, so here, the verse is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai pumsam paro dharma yato bhakti adoksaje haituki apritahata yatma suprisidati. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. The transcendent Lord, adoksaja, one who cannot be perceived by material senses and mind. Material speculation, who is beyond material speculation, who is beyond these material modes, that is transcendental. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. The person who is transcendental, who is beyond the perception of senses, to that person we want to develop loving devotional service, which has to be uninterrupted and unmotivated. Now to develop that love, we need to perceive that person. Otherwise, how can we develop the loving devotional service? So Prabhupada then explains in Nectar of Devotion that love means you serve. There is no love. You cannot say, I love a person but I will not serve you. That is contradiction. Do something. Right? Prabhupada. So love means we serve. Bhaja sevaya. That means serving. So serving means we engage our senses in the service. We engage, that is it. Sevan mukhe jivado. So that is bhakti, right? That bhakti means that you engage your senses in the service of the proprietor of the senses, that is Rishikesha. So by engaging the senses in the service of the proprietor of the senses, that is Rishikesha, then what happens is, your senses get purified from the contamination of material realm. That contamination is like envy, pride, illusion, madness, everything get purified. Your heart get purified. then you can perceive with your senses the Supreme Lord. So you can see from your own benchmark or milestone, when person coming new to temple, it will be like a, you know, like a rapid fire round kind of thing. Like, you know, you come quickly, tuck tuck ting, then touch touch, 1, 2, 3 and out. Okay. Like, you know, the traveling at the speed of the mind, you know, the speed of light. Because when the person come out and you ask, excuse me, you know, who was there? Oh, yeah, someone was there inside. Like, you know, no idea. What is the color of the dress? Color of the dress. Wait a minute, I'll go inside. So, as quick as possible, as fast as possible, and you know, so you're seeing, but you're not seeing. Your senses is perceiving, is not able to perceive the Supreme Lord who is present. As the days goes, as a journey of spiritual life progress, then you are seeing the same person which you have seen maybe a few years back, but is different now. He's no more a marble stone, or he's no more, you know, a normal, you know, idol or a statue. Or as the senses get purified, then you develop the emotion and you develop the bhakti within your heart by seeing the Supreme Personality of God. He's not the same person. Because once the senses get purified, then you develop the spiritual senses where you can perceive the Supreme Lord within and without. Within and without. So then, you know, your darshan or your offering, your prayers, your service, everything changes. That's why Krishna Prabhupada said, here you can see the Supreme Lord appear face to face. We can see the stories in the acharyas. Sanatana Goswami used to talk to the Madan Gopal, Krishna. All the Goswamis have interaction with the Supreme Lord directly. Sakshi Gopal. In South India, there was one, I think the Guru of Ramanujacharya, he used to fan Varadaraja Perumal every day, that is his service. Because South India very hot, he used to go and fan the Supreme Lord. So one time, you know, he was fanning, while on the go, you know, one Brahmana asked, can you ask this question to Varadaraj, that will I go to Vaikuntha? He said, okay, I'll ask. Then he was fanning, then he was asking Varadaraja Perumal, this person is there, he's asking, will he go to Vaikuntha? Then Varadaraja Perumal said, yes, yes, definitely you will go to Vaikuntha. Because he is associated with you and he served you. He said, okay. Then he came back and told the Brahmana, yeah, yeah, you are going to Vaikuntha, sure. Then that night, you know, the devotee, he developed a desire, okay, what about me? You know, I asked this person about this person, what about me? I should ask about myself as well. So then he went again next day, and then, you know, he was fanning and he asked Varadaraja Perumal that, you know, what about me, you know, will I go to Vaikuntha? He said, no. He said, why, you know, this person and not me. He said, yeah, you have only served me, you didn't serve any devotee. So if you serve as a devotee, then you can go. Then what happened? He immediately dropped the chamara and started running. He said, hey, where are you going? You know, I'll go serve. Why to serve you? I'll go serve devotee. He said, come, you know, come and fan. It's very hot here. No, no, he said, and he gave the chamara and ran. So, you see the interaction with the Supreme Lord directly, face to face, because they developed this bhakti that their senses got purified completely. That is bhakti. So, the person adoksaja, who is transcendental, who cannot be perceived by the senses, but by engaging in the devotional service, our senses get purified, then we can perceive the same Supreme Lord face to face. So that's what here Prabhupada also concluding. How the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears before the devotee in his original form of eternal bliss and knowledge. That the devotee is allowed to see the Supreme Lord face to face, although the Lord is beyond the expression of our senses and beyond our direct perception. So I'll just stop here and see if anyone has any correction, comments or questions. Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.